Coming up in the Authorpreneur podcast.
Just like season one, this season will contain evergreen episodes focused on a single topic, so you don't have to listen to the entire season. Welcome to the Authorpreneur podcast. I'm your host, mystery author Amelia D. Hay. On this podcast, I will bring you writing, book marketing, and self-publishing advice so that you can create your dream author business, build your author platform, and be creatively independent. You can find the episode show notes and lots more information on the podcast page at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. Hello, writers. At the start of season two, I started off with the best of intentions. Just like this episode, I set the expectations for the season. And that's when everything went pear-shaped. In fact, things aren't back to normal for me either. I don't need to remind you because technically we're still at this place. Now that I've said this, I'm going to immediately follow through with this and devote this short episode to what you can expect from season three. And I'll share a few changes to the podcast that you can expect from this season. And these changes are really worst case scenario. At the bare minimum, this is what I want to do. But if I can do more and publish more frequently, then yay. But you get it. I want to set the bare minimum expectations. As always, every season of the podcast will consist of 28 individual shows. The focal point for season three is how to outline a novel. Even if you don't outline, you will still get something from this season because each episode is a deep dive into an element of writing a novel. The reason behind this is I'm an outliner, and as a result, I can't tell you how to write by the seat of your pants or pants a story. I honestly don't understand how writers do this. My lack of understanding has more to do with the fact that I'm a bit of a control freak as opposed to a belief that one way is better than the other. So if you pants your novels and if it's working for you, then that's great. But if flipping open a laptop and writing is your thing, then the episodes on outlining will help you to get clear on the major moments in your story before you start writing. In essence, the seasons of this podcast are designed to be evergreen and will act as a resource on how to write a particular element of a story. My desire to create short evergreen episodes focused on a single topic is the reason why this podcast tends to be free of interviews. However, throughout season three, I will share short interviews with other writers discussing how they write stories, and in particular, I will try to interview as many writers who pants. But these interview episodes will be treated as bonus episodes and will not be the focus of the podcast season. Just like season one, this season will contain evergreen episodes focused on a single topic, so you don't have to listen to the entire season. You have the option of picking and choosing what you want to listen to, and you're more than welcome to skip the episodes that don't apply to you. Here is a short list of topics that I will cover in season three: writing with genre expectations in mind, how to outline a novel, novella, and a short story. There will be 5 episodes devoted to this topic, but they will not be in consecutive order. Story research. There will also be 6 episodes on creating a great cast of characters, with shows focused on the protagonist, antagonist, and supporting cast. 5 shows on how to write a scene, 2 episodes on point of view and point of view characters, 3 episodes on revising your story idea or outline before you start writing, and many more. If you've heard something in this episode that was helpful to you and you'd like to support the show, then buy me a coffee for as little as £1 at buymeacoffee.com/authorADHay. The official launch date for the podcast is Thursday, the 30th of September, so you won't have to wait long for content on this podcast. The other thing I didn't mention in the previous segment was that the interviews, although I had hoped to keep them under 30 minutes, a few months prior I recorded an interview in advance to include in season 3, and that was with Michael Brent Collings. And the interview ended up going, because I've now edited the video and the audio, the interview I think touches on 50 minutes, including my introduction and conclusion. I think the actual interview segment is about 45 minutes, so there's about 5 minutes of me introducing him and wrapping up the episode. I actually planned on only asking the interviewees about 4 questions, but I noticed with the interview with Michael Brent Collings that I needed to ask him a few more questions as topics arise, because I thought it would be silly for me not to ask these questions, because I felt that they were really helpful for you. So the interviews might be a little longer. Well, not might be, they probably will be. In season one, the podcast had two shows. The first was the official Authorpreneur podcast episode, and the second was my behind the scenes podcast diary. My intention was to have two shows every week, but things didn't work out as planned. For the sake of keeping things simple, I'm going to be blunt and point out that I couldn't keep up with my ambitions. Due to this experience, I'm making a few small changes to the third season of the Authorpreneur podcast. On the first Saturday of every month, I will share a behind the scenes author diary update for the previous month. Throughout season three, there will be one writing tip episode every 2 weeks, starting from the first show in September. I will aim to keep the author diary and the writing tip episodes under 20 minutes instead of the promised 15. Also, there will be occasional bonus interviews where I will chat with another writer about their pre-writing phase. And I do aim to have one of these a month, maybe two. It just depends on how many people volunteer themselves as Tribune. God, that sounds so bad. But people who are willing to come on my podcast and talk about how they write. I guess it just depends. There is a form on my website, so if you are interested and you've published a few books and you feel like you've gotten into your groove and you've found something that works for you, then I'm more than happy to interview and talk to you about what you do leading up to putting your fingers on the keyboard and actually writing the book. Or if you do, just open the keyboard and start writing what that actually looks like for you. And if you're interested in being interviewed on the podcast, there is always a link in the show notes in your favorite podcasting app. It's important for me to be open and honest and share my writing journey with you. But I want to deliver what I promised you when I first started as a brand new podcaster. This show will always be free. This show will always be free of those same interviews you hear on every podcast, because I want to avoid producing the same content as everyone else in the writing or self-publishing space. And I want to respect your time. I get it, you're busy and you don't have time to listen to an hour-long epic podcast episode. I hope all of this helps you understand why I've made these changes to the Authorpreneur podcast. As always, I have an important question to ask. Are you writing a novel, short story, or novella? And if so, is there a topic you want me to cover in an upcoming season of the Authorpreneur podcast? Let me know by coming over to the blog post or the YouTube video and share your thoughts in the comments section. Thank you for listening and happy reading and writing, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Authorpreneur podcast. If you love this episode, then hit the subscribe button and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. I'm your host, Amelia D. Hay, and I'll see you next week for another episode.